This is the article entitled Joy by Mildred LeBlond from her 1939 Association Address. Joy is not a mental trimming to be put on or take off at will, nor is it fleeting or dependent on chance or circumstance. Joy is an essential and fundamental quality of divine consciousness. As such, it is something for us to demonstrate. Joy is a lubricator. It is necessary to put joy in the place of hard duty or responsibility. Thomas Carlyle has this to say of joy, quote, "Give us, oh, give us the man who sings at his work. He will do more in the same time. He will do it better. He will persevere longer. One is scarcely sensible to fatigue whilst he marches to music. The very stars are said to make harmony as they revolve in their spheres. Wondrous is the strength of cheerfulness, altogether past calculation in its power of endurance. Efforts to be permanently useful must be uniformly joyous, a spirit all sunshine, graceful from very gladness, beautiful because bright." End quote. Certainly, joy is a shining quality. One of our lecturers once put us to a real test in this way when he said, "If we have not joy, we have not science, for the primal quality of this science is joy. Joy in God's perfect creation." End quote. Then the joy which comes from the appreciation of all things from the standpoint of mind, seeing mind's ideas, is real and enduring joy. We are naturally joyful as we are conscious of mind's ideas. The individual should never be without joy when he understands it in this way. No matter how little he may believe he possesses or understands these ideas, he has the opportunity to know what he has as real, to be joyful because man and the universe is mind manifested, because they are real, because they are here, and here and now are ours, yours, and mine. Divine consciousness is naturally a joyful consciousness. The joyful consciousness is a rich consciousness, and indestructibly rich because it perceives and understands mind's ideas to be omnipresent. In the parable of the rich man who stored up much goods, we learn that he lost his so-called riches because he was not rich toward God. Being rich toward God is to understand, and therefore to have joy in the fact that man and the universe express mind. As Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "The divine mind maintains all identities, from a blade of grass to a star." End quote. Joy plays an important part in the salvation of each one of us. "With joy," quoting from a lecturer, "fill ye, draw water out of the wells of salvation. There is no other bucket." In an excerpt from one of Mrs. Eddy's letters, which appeared in the Christian Science periodicals, we find that she had this to say about joy. Quote, "So, dear friend, cultivate joy, hope, faith. Life lies before you glorious. Banish the shadow, seize the substance, and God good is with you always." End quote.